No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All righty. What's up, everybody? Jake and Tyler, we are back. We had our full Wisco Fanatics show yesterday. Today, we're just popping back on to discuss the NBA trade deadline. So yesterday, and I reposted this morning, we had a pretty long conversation about the Chris Middleton trade, what the benefits are as far as what Kyle Kuzma brings to the table, what the move does to free up the Bucks as far as flexibility went, as far as today was concerned. So we talked about Chris Middleton and Kyle Kuzma yesterday. Then late last night, after the Bucks beat the Hornets, the Bucks made another trade, sending DeLon Wright to the Knicks. Yep. And got Jericho Sims. And then right before the deadline today, they traded Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr. Couple things before we jump into these two trades. What we should talk about is that Patrick Baldwin was not technically ever a Buck. He is actually going to the Spurs in the deal that's bringing Kyle Kuzma to Milwaukee. So the Bucks are sending two guys out and just getting one back in that trade. So that opens up a roster spot for the Bucks. And that is something that we'll discuss is probably going to be used on Ryan Rollins. Ryan Rollins is on a two-way contract. They need to convert him to a full contract. So Ryan Rollins has earned a spot. So that's what sending Patrick Baldwin to San Antonio in that deal does for the Bucks. Other than that, we're also going to go through maybe some potential buyout targets. But we're going to start with the two trades. And let's start to the one that we woke up to this morning, and that is Jericho Sims for DeLon Wright. So what was your initial reaction, and if you've had any chance to look at it a little bit deeper?
Yeah, so initially you're thinking, okay, we signed DeLon Wright in the offseason. They're trying to solidify that backup point guard spot. They need a POA defender. DeLon Wright kind of fits the bill for that. We both liked that move when it happened. It just wasn't something that, you know, came to fruition, sadly, for DeLon Wright and the Bucks. The before-mentioned Ryan Rollins took all of his playing time. He looked good when he was doing it, too. He looks young. He does, you know, he's young, so he struggles with decision-making at times, but I thought it was a good move to get rid of DeLon Wright and get a guy, an athletic big, outside of Giannis. I mean, Bobby Portis isn't unathletic, but he's not jumping out of the gym or anything like that. And there are times when, you know, we talked about it yesterday, Brook Lopez looks slow from time to time. So, it's just, it is what it is. Getting a guy who can run the floor when Giannis isn't in there, matching that athleticism from the big men is a good thing. I forgot DeLon was even on the team. You know, that'll happen unless you're paying attention to it 24/7 like we are usually.
Yeah. I'm going to look. I just want to look and see how many minutes he was actually playing. I bet on average, I bet it was less than 8.
Yeah, it can't be much.
He is averaging – there is no way that it's 15 minutes a game. Okay, so apparently I was really wrong. Apparently it's 15 minutes a game.
Really?
So, I mean, even still, even in those 15 minutes average per game, he's averaging 2.5 points. We've had times, I guess there were some times when Dame was out, so there's probably a couple games where he was playing like 25, 30 minutes. So, I guess it does average out. But in the grand scheme, when everybody's healthy, he's playing basically just garbage time. And I guess he was also playing when Rollins had his shoulder injury, so there was some time there as well. Overall, he was a one-year minimum contract guy, and now we got a Jericho Sims who is much younger, and you're talking about Brook Lopez and Bobby Portis not being able to jump out of the gym. Jericho Sims can jump out of the gym.
Yep.
That dude is 6'10". He has a 44.5-inch vertical. That's insane for a dude that size.
Yeah.
We talked about this like a month ago when I was talking about, you know, that the Bucks were looking for an athletic lob threat in their backup big spot. Jericho Sims, there's your guy. Yesterday I brought him up as another name that could be, you know, the Bucks targeting for overnight. And I said maybe Jericho Sims for Marjon Beauchamp. They did it for DeLon Wright. And then they traded Marjon Beauchamp today for Kevin Porter Jr. But the last thing I want to say on the Jericho Sims and DeLon Wright deal is the Bucks and Knicks exchanged rights for a couple of European players.
Yeah.
So the rights to Hugo Bisson now go to the Knicks, and the Bucks are adding the rights to Matthias Lesort, which from a few of the European fans that I've seen in some of the Bucks groups, they're pretty excited about him. I haven't had a chance to watch any film or to look him up at all yet, but from what I've seen, he is a big man, and people are excited that the Bucks now have his rights. Other than that, Jericho Sims is also a good rebounder. I don't know that I'd call him a great defender, but he's a backup big. He's going to come in, he's going to rebound, and he's going to jump and dunk.
Yep.
Now we can go to Kevin Porter Jr. for Marjon Beauchamp. This one happened like right before the trade deadline, maybe 5-10 minutes before the trade deadline came in. And this one is A, to give Marjon Beauchamp a change of scenery and just give the Bucks a guy that they can plug in once in a while. I don't expect Kevin Porter Jr. to play heavy minutes for the Bucks. He's been playing about 19 minutes a game for the Clippers, who are in honestly kind of a similar spot as the Bucks. Dealing with health issues and just trying to get to the playoffs and try to make a run with the guys they have. A couple of all-stars. Like there's similarities between the Bucks and the Clippers. And Kevin Porter Jr. has been playing some minutes for them. And now the Bucks clear Marjon Beauchamp. He gets a change of scenery. Kevin Porter Jr., 6'4", he plays primarily shooting guard. If you look at his splits of where he's played this season, he's played 55% of his time at shooting guard, and then he's played 22% at point guard and 22% at small forward. He's a good defender, and in his 19 minutes a game, he's averaging 9.3 points, 3.6 rebounds, 3.2 assists, and a steal per game in just under 20 minutes played. I will be honest, he does not have the greatest shooting percentages. So in my mind, Kevin Porter Jr. is basically being brought in to play defense and make layups.
Yep.
That's really all I want from Kevin Porter Jr. as far as the Bucks are concerned. I don't know that I'm going to be real excited for him to shoot three-pointers, but again, when we're looking at trading Marjon Beauchamp, the return was never going to be huge. But, I mean, if you look across the board, he's played way more than Marjon has this year. He does actually have a higher field goal percentage than Marjon, despite Marjon having a higher three-point percentage. He's not a great free-throw shooter either. So, honestly, I'm really, really not looking for anything from Kevin Porter Jr. offensively. It's mainly just for him to come in and be a problem defensively. So, I don't know if you have any thoughts on the Marjon Beauchamp for Kevin Porter Jr. trade.
I mean, going back to 2022-2023, Kevin Porter Jr. played for Houston. He averaged 19 points. He was shooting 44% from the field and 36.6% from the three-point line, 78% from the free throw line. So this is a guy that obviously has talent. He's produced in this league before. This is his first year in the league where he's not averaging at least double-digit points. His rookie year back in 2019, he averaged 10 for Cleveland, and he averaged 16, 15, 19. Now he's averaging 9 for the Clippers. So this is a guy who's been there, done that. He's logged lots of minutes, played lots of games. Guy who's played 30-plus minutes a game. So this is a really nice pickup. I'm really hoping that Marjon gets a chance over there with the Clippers. He just never really progressed here. And it's kind of sad because we were all pretty excited about him. Last year when Dame came in, Dame was talking Marjon up, and it was like, oh, man, maybe with Dame, Marjon's going to, you know, add something to the bag and he's going to start producing. You know, we kind of envision him being in the role that AJ Green's in. Not as much as like the sniper, but in terms of like off the bench playing important minutes for the Bucks.
Yeah.
It just never came to fruition. He was really looking to be a two-way kind of guy, kind of a, you know, poor man's 3-and-D kind of player who could slash and stuff like that. Just never came to fruition, and it sucks. But hopefully he gets a chance out there in L.A., and he can carve out a nice little career for himself. That would be nice for him, man.
Yeah.
But Kevin Porter Jr., if you're looking at both these trades and you're looking at the Bucks 2 days ago and then you look at the Bucks today, the Bucks got better.
That's fair. And even if we're just looking at the trades that they made since last night, they got two guys that they can use in exchange for two guys they are not using at all.
Well, 100%.
So there's that. I think it improves the depth of the team, and you're definitely getting more minutes played.
Yep.
Out of the guys you brought in.
Yeah. So I like the moves they made. They didn't have a lot of wiggle room going into this.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to come away with Jericho Sims, Kevin Porter Jr., and Kyle Kuzma, it's a pretty good get back for what we're giving up, if you think about it.
And it's still important to be under that second apron as this season ends, because that doesn't freeze draft picks then. Once you're over the second apron for so many years in a row, your draft picks are frozen, and then you can't trade your next first-round draft pick. So now this summer, after this league year ends, the Bucks should have access to their 2032 first-round pick as well.
Yeah.
So we also get into this summer, and we talked about this yesterday as well. With the Bucks now being under that second apron, Brooke Lopez is a free agent in the summer. He's an unrestricted free agent. I believe Bobby Portis and Pat Connaughton both have player options. I could see Bobby turning his down. Pat will probably exercise his, because I don't know that anybody else is paying him $9.4 million next year. No. But that's just going to be another potential salary filler, so we could be in a similar situation with Pat next year or this summer. But the Bucks are now going to have potentially two expiring contracts. Brooke Lopez will be a free agent. The Bucks are going to have a little bit of money to spend this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about them kind of, you know, not fully going all in by trading, you know, Bobby and Pat for Marcus Smart, which didn't happen because Marcus Smart went to Washington for some reason. Or we talked about, you know, like you brought up DeAndre Hunter. He ended up going to Cleveland. Jonas Valanciunas went to Sacramento. There was a bunch of moving pieces, and the Bucks, you know, it doesn't feel like they went fully all in, but I think the Bucks are in a much, much better spot today than you, like you said, 2 days ago, to go way heavier all in next year.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that the Bucks are punting this season, but I think John Horst is moving his chess pieces a little bit for this year to benefit the future, potentially 2-3 years down the line, when we're looking at the last couple of years of Dame and Giannis kind of moving out of his prime into his mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this season, it's about the Bucks continuing to build. You brought up A.J. Green. A.J. Green's getting a lot more playing time. Ajax is getting a lot more playing time. We talked about Chris Livingston yesterday. There's going to be guys that are getting some playing time this year that are going to be part of that next year, 2 years, 3 years. Tyler Smith is another one. These guys are going to be factors in the future, and the Bucks are going to have some money to play with this summer. It's not just going to be like they can only re-sign their guys because that's where they're at. Mm-hmm. The Bucks are going to be able to sign somebody this summer. And the guy that you and I have fallen in love with, who's going to be a free agent this summer as well, is Miles Turner. If the moves that they made yesterday and today can help them take a run at Miles Turner in the summer, I will be absolutely happy with this trade deadline as it passed.
I will say, people were talking about how the NBA ratings in the viewership was going down. Enter in the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about the Super Bowl right now. Everybody's talking about this NBA trade deadline. They have dominated the headlines the last probably 5 days. I would say maybe 6 days if you include Luka in there, right?
I would say since Saturday when Luka got traded.
Okay, yeah. So you're talking 5 days. Yeah, that's pretty good. Your dad said Livingston is a bigger guy than I thought. I was like, and I'm thinking, yeah, you know, he's a pretty big guy. I was talking yesterday how he has an NBA body. So he's
that's a great point that he has an NBA body. He's 6'7", but I just pulled it up again. He's a 6'11" wingspan.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that, like I said yesterday, like play him all of the G League minutes. Like, I don't give a shit. Let him play 48 minutes a game if he's got the motor for it. Yeah. Like, just get him playing as much basketball as humanly possible.
Yep.
And see if he can be a factor next year. Because as a lengthy defender, if he could step in as a replacement for, say, Taurean Prince, you know, I'm not expecting him to be top five in 3-point percentage, but if he's a guy that can 3-and-D like Taurean Prince, and I would love to see Taurean Prince be able to teach him that like crack block, essentially, that he throws on big men. Mm-hmm. Like Taurean Prince, he's so sneaky with it, with his box outs, just throwing a hip into a big man right before they go up for a rebound and it completely throws off their platform. Teach that to Chris Livingston.
Right, I agree.
All right, so the Bucks are going to use an open roster spot on Ryan Rollins. That's basically everything but confirmed at this point. It's in the cards. Yep. Now, there are going to be buyouts. So there's a couple guys who I've already seen are bought out or will be released from their teams. One name on my list yesterday that I mentioned as a possible trade target, a guy that I could see being bought out. But I don't know if there's anybody that you have in mind as far as buyouts are concerned that you would possibly be interested in seeing the Bucks bring in.
No, I haven't been able to see any of the buyout options here. So who do you have written down right now?
So first I started with Mo Bamba.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know that the Bucks really need him now that they traded for Jericho Sims. I don't know that they really need Mo Bamba at this point. Two guys that I saw the Bulls release that I would be potentially interested in. One would be Torrey Craig. Again, now with adding Kevin Porter Jr., I don't know that we really need Torrey Craig.
Yep.
Chris Duarte, who I actually thought had potential with the Pacers. And then when they traded him to the Kings, I was kind of like, wow, I'm a little bit surprised they let him go that easily. And then he got moved to the Bulls, and the Bulls bought him out to create roster spots for all the pieces that they got in the Zach LaVine trade. And then one that I've seen brought up is Bojan Bogdanović. He's a guy that I mentioned as a potential trade candidate. He's on a $19 million expiring contract this year. That is one that I could definitely see the Brooklyn Nets buying out.
Yeah, Bogdanović makes the most sense, obviously. If you're a basketball fan, you follow the NBA, Bogdanović is a good player, played in playoff games. He's a shooter. He's tough. Veteran leader. He would fit right in with the Bucks. Torrey Craig, I don't know if I want to kick that tire again. Chris Duarte would be interesting. I don't know how many more guards and ball handlers, wing players we really need.
He would be more of like a futures kind of guy.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Mo Bamba, that sucks because I would have really liked him. Now, if they would have got rid of a guy like Brooke or Bobby, it would have made a lot more sense. But mm-hmm. You know, the trade they made for Sims, like you said, just kind of really stamps the big men right there. We got our four-man rotation now. We have our two athletic bigs in Giannis and Sims. That's going to be really interesting to see how teams defend that. See the rotation with those two as well. I would like to see Brooke and Sims on the court at the same time. I want to talk about two big body guys taking up all the space because Sims has some massive shoulders if nobody's ever seen this man. Cody, we talked about that. Porter Jr. is a Buck. There's really nobody else that I could think of. I mean, I was laughing today watching Dennis Schroeder and
PJ Tucker.
Tucker get tossed around like hot potatoes. I was like,
getting just rolled like dice.
Seriously, dude. PJ Tucker ended up with Toronto, right?
Toronto.
And where did Dennis Schroeder end up now?
Detroit.
Detroit, that's right.
So what I've seen is that Detroit plans to keep Dennis Schroeder.
Okay.
I don't know if they're just going to use him as their backup point guard, but whatever they're doing, they're messing up Jaden Ivey's career.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
Like if you're keeping Schroeder, like you're just telling Jaden Ivey to kick rocks.
I'll take Jaden Ivey.
I'll take Jaden Ivey too.
I mean, I like Ryan Rollins, but Jaden Ivey's Jaden Ivey.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what the Pistons are doing, but that's whatever. So another guy that I'm seeing is being bought out by the Thunder is Daniel Theis. I don't want him on the Bucks. I haven't ever wanted him on the Bucks, but mm-hmm. The Bucks have previously been interested in him. I don't know how many more big men we need. unless the Bucks are planning to play Kyle Kuzma at the small forward and not power forward, which I could see.
I could see that too.
So I guess maybe the 76ers are waiving Pete Nance. It's another big man. I really don't think the Bucks need another big man at this point.
No.
I'm just pulling up spot track to see, you know, guys that are potentially going to be bought out. Marvin Bagley, another big man. Bojan Bogdanovic, I already mentioned. Malcolm Brogdon, maybe.
I wouldn't hate that.
With Kevin Porter Jr., I don't know that we really need to.
Yeah.
Bruce Brown, from what I read, the Pelicans were planning on keeping him. Seth Curry, I don't really think the Bucks need him. Reggie Jackson was the name that I saw that was being bought out.
Actually, I did see that.
I have really no interest in Reggie Jackson. He's 95 years old, so.
Yeah, I have no interest in Reggie Jackson. I think the roster is pretty much set. I think they did
Tucker has an awful one. I think he's making like $11 million.
Yeah, he's getting way overpaid right now.
Yeah. Well, he got like a 4-year 44 from Miami and cried why the Bucks didn't want to pay him that.
Now he's getting tossed around like nobody's business.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it was 3 for 33.
No, still $11 million.
Not 4 for 44. But yeah, he's on an expiring $11.5 million player option this year. But he is also 39 years old. Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs in a World Series game. You're right. If it was baseball, I'd take Reggie Jackson. I don't want basketball Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, I'm good with Bobby Shmurda.
Mr. October. Monty Morris. I mean, I'm seeing Chris Paul being rumored as a buyout candidate. I don't think that's happening.
Really? I guess.
I mean, he's listed as a spot track potential buyout. Cam Reddish from the Hornets, if they buy him out, that I would maybe take a – I'd maybe take a flyer on Cam Reddish.
Wing, defender, young. Yeah, that would be the funniest thing ever if Chris Paul got bought out.
Yeah. This one I don't see happening either, but Ben Simmons. I hate to say it. I would consider it.
No. If he doesn't even play, does he? Is he? He's what? Not even playing yet, is he?
He's playing.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh,
I haven't paid attention to the Nets in a while.
I don't think anybody has. He's played 33 games this year. Started 24. He's playing 25 minutes a game. He's averaging more assists than points. He's averaging 6.2 points and 6.9 assists and 5.2 rebounds. If Ben Simmons got bought out, I would seriously consider Ben Simmons.
He would fit on the Bucks for what they need.
Well, and he's a 6'10", quote-unquote, point guard.
Yeah.
Like.
Imagine the huge lineup you could put out there, dude.
Dude, you could put some massive lineups out there. And, like, you can put him on the floor with Dame and, you know, have, you know, not necessarily that he needs to space the floor, but he can cover up defense of other guys.
Yeah.
I would pretty strongly consider Ben Simmons if he got bought out. Daniel Tice already got bought out. PJ Tucker, rumor. Cody said potential rookie of the year candidate. Yeah, in his age 28 season, potential rookie of the year candidate.
Yeah.
DeLon Wright, a buyout candidate. Even if he did get bought out, he wouldn't be able to sign with the Bucks. Just like if Marcus Smart, for some reason, got bought out by the Wizards, even though he's under contract for next season, he couldn't sign with the Celtics. Like, there's certain rules. Like, if Chris Middleton got bought out, he couldn't sign with the Bucks. Like, that's how that works. Steve said he likes Kyle Kuzma. I'm okay with it because Giannis is okay with it. People were freaking out that the Bucks getting Kyle Kuzma was going to piss Giannis off and that Giannis was as good as gone. Giannis was on board with it. Obviously, he understands the business aspect of the game. And obviously, like, Chris Middleton, he calls him a brother. It's a situation where they got to spend like 12 years together. You think of the guys that, you know, got to be teammates for a long time. Some of them don't get half that. Some of them don't get a third of that. LeBron and Dwayne Wade were best friends. They played together for 4 years.
Yep.
Chris Middleton and Giannis got to play together for 12, 11 and a half.
Well,
so I think they understand that, you know, neither of them are going to play forever. And this move helps the Bucks in the future.
Yeah, Chris Middleton got to be this year or next year where he's going to hang it up. At some point, I mean, you get sick and tired of rehabbing and stuff. So yeah,
that's what J.J. Redick was, the same thing. That's why he retired.
Yeah, it gets down to that point when you start thinking, like, do I want to go through this again?
Yep.
That's when you start questioning, is it time to hang it up? He's made plenty of money. He's made lots of big-time shots. He's had lots of moments. He's had a good career.
He's a smart enough person. He could easily be a coach in the future. I could easily see Chris Middleton being a coach.
I agree.
Cody said Chris will ride off into the sunset and we'll hang his jersey up. I'm going to say this now. If you're a Bucks fan, if you don't think Chris Middleton's jersey is going in the rafters, you're wrong, just plain wrong. 22 will never be worn in Milwaukee again.
It is going in the rafters, but if I see one more person say that he deserves a statue, I'm going to lose my shit.
No statue.
I respect Chris as much as any other Bucks fan who's watched him. He does not get a statue.
No.
There's for, like, the great greats.
There's two people in Bucks history that could get statues.
Giannis and his Giannis's brother Thanasis.
No, it's not Thanasis.
Hey, Thanasis kept Giannis's head on straight. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's not Thanasis. I would say Kareem would be the other one.
I would say Kareem too.
It's your two finals MVPs. Those are the guys that could have statues. Yeah. I could see somewhere in Milwaukee having a Bobby Portis statue, but not because of the Bucks, but because of him being the mayor of Milwaukee.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty sick, actually. I would love that.
Marcus Johnson for dealing with his not smart co-host. Yeah, you can tell Dave Kane's a radio guy.
Yeah.
He gets mixed up once in a while.
Yeah. It's okay. It happens.
Ray Allen, I don't think so.
The problem with Ray Allen is I would usually say yes, but if you ask people on the street about Ray Allen, they don't remember him as a Buck.
You don't like Lisa Byington?
I think Lisa Byington's.
I'll say I'm fine with Lisa Byington.
She's informative.
Yeah.
I don't think she's bad.
Honestly, at this point, I would take Zora Stevenson over Lisa Byington, but
I mean, I would.
Zora's gotten a great job. Sorry, she just annoys me a bit. Seems like you get annoyed by a lot of people. No, Marcus Johnson is great. Taylor, Johnson. We were just going live to talk about the trade deadline and buyout candidates. We got on the subject of guys who could have their numbers retired or statues. Ray Allen, he was really good as a Buck. Zora's doing a really good job for Iowa basketball. Because he was, so was I. He was my first favorite player when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I think I might even have my purple and green Ray Allen jersey somewhere yet from when I was a kid.
Mason, baby. Cowboy. That was my guy.
Shut up. You were a Dan Gadzarich fan and you know it.
Everybody liked Dan Gadzarich.
But no, I think Giannis and Kareem would be the only two guys that can have statues.
I agree with that.
But yes, Chris Middleton, his number will be retired for sure.
Yes, it will.
100,000%.
And I would bet that number 11 won't be worn again either. I think they're going to retire Brook Lopez's number. He set a lot of NBA records for three-pointers and block shots while as a Buck. Same thing as Charles Woodson's effect when he was in Green Bay.
Yeah, they didn't retire Charles Woodson's number, though.
They should.
They haven't said why Lisa's been gone. I don't remember if they did. I don't recall if they did, but I don't think they said why she's gone.
It might be a situation where she has like a contract with like Fox or something, and she's calling college basketball games, college basketball games. Could be. Or something.
Yep. So Brandon Jennings, Bucks in six. I mean, he wore number 3. I don't think they're retiring that. I could see them putting like a section of the stadium and having like a Bucks and Six like mural or something.
They probably should do that, to be honest with you.
They really should. I mean, they
for the culture, you know,
like a clothing brand already. So like, there's that.
Yeah. Put it right by the store, dude.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, is there, I don't know, is there anybody else you think that could be potentially bought out? Plaque or a mural? Yeah, for sure.
No, I got to say, though, I was pretty upset when DeAndre Hunter got traded to the Cavs. I was like, no.
Hey, like I said to you, I'm glad that the Cavs didn't get Cam Johnson. I would rather have them get DeAndre Hunter than Cam Johnson. I would have been much more afraid of the Cavaliers with Cam Johnson.
Yeah, now Cam Johnson just gets a rod on the Nets. He didn't get traded, right?
He did not.
Dang. Sad for him.
Chris Haynes is reporting that Trae Young's future with the Hawks is becoming murky. The Atlanta Hawks sold today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor, I could see a walk of fame. The Packers have that. The Packers have their Packers Hall of Fame. The Bucks could definitely do something like that.
Yeah.
Good idea. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I see some Bucks fans complaining about the Chris trade as well. It looks like the Chris trade was more just to gain future flexibility and save the owners some money. I don't think they were focused on making this team as good as possible, which to me is inexcusable in a win-now season. I don't agree with that.
I don't either. Because it also the Bucks got younger, something that people have complained about for a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that one. Rajiv Jackson. I don't know what the Lakers are doing either. I can't believe they traded Dalton Connect.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what?
They traded, yeah, Dalton Connect, Cam Reddish, and picks to get Mark Williams. Like, I like Mark Williams, but not that much.
Yeah, I would have kept Dalton.
Yeah, Cody, Atlanta did sell after the Johnson injury. That did hurt them. But, like, they still have Okongwu. Like, he's good. Clint Capella isn't a great player, but, like, he can still get, you know, 10 and 10. Yeah. Obviously, Trae Young is Trae Young. And they had Bogdan, but traded him to the Clippers.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
The Hawks definitely sold.
Where does Trae Young even fit? He needs the ball.
Can fit basically anywhere, but is Atlanta going to keep him? Does he going to want to stay in Atlanta after them selling this hard? Yeah, Williams doesn't play a lot, but, I mean, the Lakers, obviously, after trading Anthony Davis, needed a big man. They needed a big man before they traded him.
Yeah.
I still think they gave up too much to get Mark Williams.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have to give up that much to get freaking Luka, so I feel like they gave up more to get Williams.
Yeah. Josh Richardson, maybe a buyout guy. I don't really think the Bucks need him either. No. Lonzo Ball isn't going to be bought out. He got extended, so he's not going to be an option.
Yep. That would have been the perfect pickup right there. I would have loved Lonzo.
Yeah, Ball. That would have been nice. But no dice. Nothing for us. All right. Well, I think that's about all we got. And yeah, we'll see what happens as far as the rest of the Bucks go. Taylor said he saw on a page, Chick said, trade Dane because he's overrated, can't defend, and makes like 3 out of 7 shots. I'm like, wow, that's a really stupid take. I talked about it yesterday. I'll put it on the screen for you. I like how yesterday you guys talked about us getting Sims and we got him the same night. Hey.
That was slick.
That's what we do.
Slick called that one.
All right. I'm going to pull up Damian Lillard. I'm just going to put this on the screen for you, Taylor. You can use this as a reply if you'd like. We also, Taylor, if you go back to the beginning of the show and we're done here in a minute, the Bucks also got Kevin Porter Jr. for Marjon Beauchamp.
Yeah, that's a easy upgrade right there.
Okay. So, Taylor, if you go to Damian Lillard's basketball reference, this was – I brought this up even before last night. Yeah. But after last night, when Damian had 29 points, he is now on par with his career averages in points, averaging more rebounds than his career, averaging more assists, more steals, and the same number of turnovers as his career averages.
Yep.
So we are getting not necessarily the best version of Damian Lillard as you look, you know, these, you know, potentially these top 10 MVP seasons, but we are getting an above average version of Damian Lillard. You know, we're, like I said, we're not getting MVP Damian Lillard, but we're getting a guy who's averaging 26 or 25 points, seven rebounds, and or 25 points, seven assists, and five rebounds, and a steal per game.
And he spreads the floor for Giannis.
And he's shooting above his career average in field goal percentage. He's above or right at his career average in three-point percentage. And he's shooting 3% above his career free throw percentage. I don't understand why there's any complaining going on about Damian Lillard today.
And he's an all-star.
And he's an all-star.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. Playing with crystal balls. Yeah, playing with balls. All right. So that's where we're at. We'll talk about more on Wednesday. The Bucks have a couple more games between now and then. We'll see Kyle Kuzma's debut between now and next Wednesday, I'm sure. Same with Kevin Porter Jr. and Jericho Sims. I'm hoping maybe tomorrow night. Other than that, I don't know. I don't remember if they play Saturday or Sunday. They have a back-to-back this week. I think it's Sunday, Monday they have a back-to-back, actually.
It might be. They did that last week, didn't they?
Yeah, it is. It is this week, too. So they play at Atlanta tomorrow.
Yep.
And then Sunday and Monday against the 76ers and Warriors at home. So those will be the four games that we have. We'll have last night's game. We'll have tomorrow night's game. And then we'll have Sunday, Monday, the back-to-back there.
Yeah, that could be four wins, dude.
Yeah, really could be. Not everyone has holiday. Yeah. And honestly, we've talked about this, too. Like, Damian Lillard's been – he's been better defensively.
Mm-hmm.
I might even still have the example here.
And you know the response, Cody, to anybody who says he's never been a big time defender is Jrue Holiday has never had the bag of Damian Lillard.
No.
Ever in his life.
He's ever had a 3-point shooting season that's equal to what Dame has had either.
I like Jrue, but they're two completely different players. The dynamic of the team completely flipped when we did that trade. And that's okay, because they're rounding out the roster, in my opinion, nicely from the roster that it was to the roster that it is now. I think they did a nice job. I'm very excited for Kuzma and Sims. I think they're going to fit in like gloves, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have one. Thought I had one from back when the Bucks played the Kings.
Oh, God, that was a while ago, though, huh?
Yeah, I thought I had a Damian Lillard defensive possession because there was one possession against the Kings. Oh, I do still have it. Cool. Okay. So I have a couple clips of Damian Lillard defense. So this one, a little bit older. This is from the Spurs. This is from the first time. But Damian Lillard's capable of playing good defense. That's a good defensive possession right there.
Yeah, it is.
I have one here. This is Damian Lillard against Keegan Murray, who is like 6'10". And Damian Lillard is 6'2". This is Keegan Murray trying to go past Damian Lillard and then trying to post him up. That's great defense.
That's real good defense.
So, you know, it's not that Dame is this terrible traffic cone folding chair defender. It's just that people like old narratives and don't want to actually watch and see if they're actually true.
True.
So, if you don't want to keep having that, come watch us. We'll be live on Wednesday. It says it right across the top. Join us on Wednesday at 4 o'clock. We'll have all the full recaps of the four games between last night and next Wednesday. And we'll talk about the ins and outs of the games. We'll break them down. We'll go through the stats. We'll go through all the context things as far as the games are concerned as well. So we'll be live again next Wednesday. We'll see what happens on the buyout market. We'll definitely keep things updated on that as well. Thanks for hanging out with us for another 40 minutes in addition to last night's show. We'll see you guys on Wednesday.